We're in Keses HaSeifer, Simen Yud Gimel, Se'if Dalet. Ein oisin yiriyah pachis megimel dafin, v'lo yoyser al ches. A yiriyah should not contain less than 3 columns, and not more than 8 columns. Nizdam l'lo yiriyah bas tes dafin. Let's say one has a yiriyah which has on it 9 columns. Lo yichal kena be'inyan she'yiyu gimel dafin ba'achas v'shisha b'shniyah. Don't cut the yiriyah such that you have 6 columns on one yiriyah and 3 on the other. Ela sheyu dalet ba'achas v'chamisha b'shniyah. Rather, it should be cut in a way that there's 4 columns on one yiriyah and 5 on the other. Why? Te'ikar hanoi midalet v'hei dafen. Because the primary yoifi of a yiriyah is when it's made up of 4 or 5 columns. Bamed varam amurim. When do we say this? That's regarding all the yiriyahs in a Sefer Torah with the exclusion of the last yiriyah. But regarding the last yiriyah, even if it's a single pasuk, you make that last pasuk consume, take up the entire daf, and you sew it up in Shara yiriyahs, even though it looks completely different. Let's say you have 42 lines and there's not 42 words left. So yasa oisias arukos mimalo lamata kedei she tachzik teva achas dalet heishitin. You make the letters tall such that they take up 4 or 5 lines each. Kedei she yasayim b'seif hadaf. Because the ultimate goal is to finish the Sefer Torah and at the bottom line of the Amud. V'im yesh harbe psukim, if you have a number of psukim remaining for this last Amud, yachalichta v'kol shita teva achas keminyan hashitin. So you could write one word on each line. So let's say there's 42 lines left, you could write 42, and then you have 42 words left, so you write one word on each line. All these things are permitted because there's no other way to do it. In other words, on the other yiriyahs, so one can arrange them however it works out. In other words, there's no shasat chak. Masha'enkein, when you're coming to the last amud, so you don't have a choice. You have to get to the bottom of the amud, and that's why we permit these things. Says the Keses in Si'if Katan Ches, Ein Oisin, we said that you don't make a yiriyah less than 3 or more than 8. Pirush Rashi, Hatam she tefrim kol she tfarim. Again, Pirush Rashi, Hatam she tfarim shel chiburei hayiriyas yofin ba kishein behem yaser midai. The stitching of the yiriyas together is nicest when it's not too close together. Hilkach, therefore, lo yase yiriyas ktsores. One should not make narrow Yiriyos shalayu hatfiris mikuravin yaser midai, because then the stitching from the yiriyos will be very close to each other, and that's not so nice. V'lo yarukos, and on the other hand, one should not make the yiriyos too wide shalay laharchikon yaser midai. So the question is that if the tfiris are not nice when they're too close together, so lechayre it would be better that it should be distant from each other. So why is he saying that it shouldn't be distant either? So the Muka Yosef explains the reason why we don't want it too far away from each other either is because when you do glila, there's a mitzvah. The proper way to do glila is to have the center spat by the stitching. And if the stitching is very far away from each other because the yiriyahs are very wide, so it's going to be a pain to do glila and get it on the makim hatefer. And that's going to cause the klaf to rip. So that's why we don't want it too far away from each other, so that you should be able to do the glila and the makim hatefer. And we don't want it too close to each other because it doesn't look so nice. B'soif simen she'achar zeh mevur, in the next simen it becomes clarified, the kol ma'ashek asav b'shnei simanim elu. Everything it says in these two simanim, meaning Yud Gimel and Yud Daled, einam elu lechatchila, they're just dinim lechatchila, v'loy le'akiv b'di'evud, but neither one, nothing in these two simanim is ma'akiv. U'bedin zeh, haynu im kvar nasa ha'sefet Torah, b'yiriya bas beis dafin, oyafilu b'daf echod, regarding this idea, so one can also be makel. In other words, he's saying that we could be makel on everything in Simon Yud Gimel and Yud Aled. So regarding this din of having a yiriya less than 3 amudim, one can also be makel when it's a situation that's b'di'evid. Aval yiriya sheniskalkel ba eze daf shetzrichen lesalikes hadaf kevan sheniskalken letaken tzrichen letaken ba'ifin dekosha lechatchila. When, in other words, if it's post facto, so then one can be makel and use the yiriya of less than 3 columns as well. But if something was problematic and you have to remove a yiriya from the Sefer Torah and rewrite it, so when you're rewriting things, you should rewrite it in the Eifen, the Kosher Lechatchila, Ayin Shut Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, that he also says this idea that when it's a Lechatchila situation, so then it should be done lechatchila. In other words, the kula should only be relied upon b'di'evid. Says the Keses in Sif Kotten Tes that one doesn't make the columns less than 3 columns per yiriya. B'mesech the Sefer in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis it says yiriya shel shisha cholken oisa l'shnayim. One should split a yiriya of 6 into 2. V'shel chamisha ein cholken oisa shema yasa acha shnayim v'acha shloisha. When it comes to a yiriya of 5 amudim, so one should not cut it in a way, because you may come to make a yiriya of 2 and a yiriya of 3, and 2 you're not allowed to have. Upirish b'nachas l'ariel, the yiriya shel chamisha l'yachlik klal. You shouldn't cut it at all. V'afilu emreitz alichtav v'amud shechotach tefillin u'mezuzes. Even if you want to use the remaining, in other words, one of them will have 3 on it, so you'll use that for the Sefer Torah. And the one that only has 2 remaining, so you can't use that for the Sefer Torah, so you'll use it for tefillin and mezuzahs. V'loy Sefer Torah, filu hachi, even if that's what you're planning on doing, lo yachle klal, you should not cut the yiriya. Mishum d'chashinan shema yasi yiriya shel beis, because maybe you won't follow through on your plan, and you'll end up making a yiriya of 2 columns, and that's going to be aser. Ad kan divrei the nachlas ariel. V'hinei v'gemara didon in our gemara le'nizkira hachshasha. The gemara doesn't say this gzeira that you can't cut a yiriya of 5 because maybe you're going to end up using 1 for 2. When we call makom tzarchi and k'tzas ala poiskim shalahi v'iluzais, but maybe taka the poiskim should have brought this sishtikol tzarchi and lefiani as daiti efshe lefarish, says the kesis, maybe a different pshat in the mesech desayfrim. The hada amar shema yasa. This that it says that maybe you're going to make a yiriya of 2, hu beloshin bitmiya. Shema yasa, right? V'chi yasa echad shal shnayim. Is he going to make 1 yiriya of 2 amudim? V'echad shal gimel and 1 yiriya of 3 amudim? V'alo yayin irishai, you're not allowed to do such a thing. V'im kain, lama yachlik. And for that reason, why should you cut the yiriya? That's perhaps the pshat in the Masechtas Seifrim. It's worth pointing out that the Gra is not Geiris the word Shema. Rather, he's Geiris the word Shaloi. And according to the Geiris of the Goin, this whole Lishka is not Negea. Just pointing that out. Says the Keses in Sif Hey, Kishayigmar es ha-Torah. When completing the Torah, Tzarech Shayigmar be'emtza shita. One should finish the final line on the last column in the middle of the line shem b'sayif hadaf, which is at the bottom of the page, k'day shal yedei zeh yedu hakol siyem ha-Torah, because it's not normal to finish a line in the middle. Normally, a line finishes at the end, so people will recognize from the fact that it finished in the middle that it's not a standard thing, and they'll understand that this is the end of the Torah. Mashen kenim gomer hashita, then they would not know that. V'im siyem b'sayif hashita. What if a guy wrote a sefer Torah until the end of the line? What's the halacha? Yesh poislin a sefer Torah. Some hold it's possible. That would be the Be'er Sheva. V'yesh machshirin, and others hold that the sefer Torah is kosher. V'chein nira iker, and lahalacha l'maisa, the Kesset says the sefer Torah would still be kosher. Says the Lishka, si'if koton yud, be'emtze shita. You're supposed to finish in the middle of the last line. B'sefer Melech HaShemayim hevi lashon ha'poiskim. The Melech HaShemayim brings the poiskim. The lashon emtza hu lav dafka. When it says that it should finish in the middle of the line, middle doesn't mean middle exactly. The hevi oid mi medrash yalkut reish mishlei, and he brings from the yalkut at the beginning of mishlei the isa hasam tehillim nistayim ve'emtza oisius. It says over there that tehillim ends with the middle letter, v'hi hey, which is a hey, because the pasuk is koil haneshama tehalel ko, so the last letter is a hey. Umuchach deemtza mashma lefa'amim rak umuchach deemtza mashma lefa'amim rak la'afukei tchila v'soif, and it's muchach that when we say that it should finish in the middle, so middle can just mean not the very beginning and not the very end. In other words, if you have 1 to 10, so 3 is also the middle, and 8 is also the middle. The Ikar is not 1 and 10. V'hinei b'hashkafarish, right? Why, how do you see this? You see, because hey is called the middle, because it says Tehillim finishes in the middle, and it finishes with a hey. So you see that it doesn't have to be mamish in the middle to be called the middle. V'hinei b'hashkafarish, shayna ala b'dayti, says the Keses Kiyesh Leimer, Kavanas, over here, I believe it's a Tos Sofer, and it's supposed to say Kavanas HaMelech HaShamayim, not HaMem Samach. So again, Kiyesh Leimer, Kavanas HaMelech HaShamayim Al Pi HaYadua, Sho'isius Mischalkes Pesholosh Madregas. The Melech HaShamayim said that the Hey is the middle of the Aleph base, right? And it finishes with the Hey, and from there you see that the Sefer Torah finishes in the middle of the line, is not lav dafka exactly the middle of the line, right? So the Melech HaShamayim, Kesa says, we can explain the Melech HaShamayim as follows, that there are three types of letters. Min aleph ad tes, heme yichidiyos. From aleph to tes are single numbers, single digits, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. V'acharkach min yud ad tzadi, gam kein tes oisiyos, v'heme asiriyos. Those are the tens, right? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Umin kuful halon im hey oisius mansepach akfulim hema meyos, right? Kuf is 100, resh is 200, shin is 300, tav is 400, and so on and so forth, right? So the ender letters, the mansepach, are also equivalent. So because there's three types of letters, single digits, tens, and hundreds. Vimkein ha hey he beemtza mamish. According to this cheshbon, the hey is smack in the middle of the first group of letters. V'ayin Yalkut Ruveni, v'pasek hein an levodet yishkoin. If you look over there in the Yalkut Ruveni, he gives a different pshat. He says, he's not discussing about this issue specifically, but he does mention that Aleph and Tes are a pair, Beis and Ches are a pair, Gimel and Zayin are a pair, Dalin and Vav are a pair. So Hey is left all alone, because Hey is in the middle. So that's another support for the Melech HaShamayim. Shuvi Yanti b'medrash Yalkut. He says, but then I saw the medrash myself, ve'era, and I noticed kibala melech haShamayim nira yoyer b'mechilas kvoy teirosai shoga b'avonosai. When I saw it inside, I realized that the melech haShamayim had made a mistake. Why? D'hachi isa hasam, because this is what it says. Amar Shleima, Shleima Melech says, ani lo yasa kasher osa abba. I'm not going to make the same mistake my father made. I'm not going to do the same thing that he did. Abba pasach achmasai b'roish oisiyas v'siyem be'emtza. My father, David HaMelech, he started his chachma, meaning Sefer Tehillim, with the beginning of the letters, and he finished in the middle. How did he start with the beginning of the letters? Pasach b'roish anemar ashrei ha'ish, and aleph is the first letter, v'siyem be'emtza. And he finished Hallel in the middle. Kol haneshama tehallel ko. Aval ani, but me, David HaMelech, me Shlomo HaMelech, eini oisa kein. I'm not going to do like my father did. Ani poseach, I'm going to open up Sefer Mishlei be'emtza oisius, with the middle letter. U'mesayim b'soif oisius, and I'm going to finish with the middle. In other words, David started in the beginning and finished in the middle. I'm going to start in the middle and finish at the end. Not that David necessarily made a mistake, but Shlomo is going to be mashlim what David HaMelech did. This that Shlomo HaMelech said that he's starting in the middle, nicha, that's fine. the pasach mishle, because he started the word mishle with a mem, shamem he krayv a ma'od lemza, because mem is practically in the middle. Ayesh leimar, or an alternative suggestion of how mem is in the middle, to kol ha'aisias min yudad kuf nikru emtza aisias k'mashik k'savnu le'el. He said before that there are three types of groups, so this is from the middle group. Aval Masha Kosav Shemesayim B'Seif Oisius, but this that Shlomo HaMelech said that he's finishing with the end of the alphabet, L'chura Eine Muvan. Very schwer what Shlomo HaMelech is talking about. The Hagam Hu Mesayim Behei B'Tevis Maseha, right? Because Mishle finishes off Tnula, right? At the end of Eish Yisrael, Tnula Mipri Yodev Ahalu V'Ashor Maseha, right? So Maseha finishes with a hey. Ubal korchach tzarech leimer hakavona al ascholas ha-pasuk. So it must be that the kavana is talking about the beginning of the pasuk. Shehu misayim by tahainu tnula. The last pasuk starts with a tough. Shemaschil betuf. So it doesn't mean that it actually ends with a tough. It means that the last pasuk is a tough. No, it's not that the last letter is a tough, but the last pasuk is a tough. Ukahada Amar Rebbe, as it says in Masechtas Brachos, called Parsha Shoyzech Aviva al David, any parsha that David HaMelech liked, Pasach Ba'ashrei, he would start with the word Ashrei, the Siv Ashrei Ha'ish, V'siyem Ba'ashrei, and he would finish with Ashrei, the Siv Ashrei Kol Choyzei Bois. Over there also, you see that it's referring to the last, pasuk. Im Kain, Gam, or the last capital. Im Kain, Gam Hada Omar Tehillim Misayim Be'emtza. So this also that it says that Tehillim starts in the middle, finishes in the middle, Kavanase Alascholas HaPasuk HaAchron. It's talking about the beginning of the last Pasuk, Shehu Tevas Kol, right? We said Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. V'oisius Kol Hein Mamish Emtza Oisius. Those are Mamish at the very middle of the Aleph Beis. So the Kesa says that's what he believes is the correct pshat, and not like the Melech HaShamayim wanted to say. We are now beginning Simen Yud Dalet. Simen Yud Dalet. Shir Agilian V'Arevach Shebein Hadafinu Bein Hashitinu Bein Hachumashinu Boiches Seifim. Seif Aleph. Shir Hagilian Lamata Dalet Etz Bois. The shear of the Gilion at the bottom of Yeriah of a Sefer Torah is 4 etzbois ba'agudol, with thumb measurements. 4 etzbois of the thumb. Ayin, Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph, that over there he brings the Rambam regarding the size of an etzba. Ulamala Gimel, at the top of the Yeriah, there are 3 etzbois of a Gilion. L'fi she'en derech mishmosh yad lamala k'moy lamata, because one touches the klaf more on bottom than he does on top. That's why you need a bigger gillion on the bottom. Ubein kol daf v'daf shtayim, between each column he needs 2 etzbois of margin. Lefikach tzarech laniach b'tchilas kol yiriya v'soifa kireichav etzbo k'dei tfira. That's why at the beginning and end of each yiriya v'seifa teira he needs to leave over an etzba and space for sewing. V'nimtza k'shetofer, so once he sews it, what's going to be left? Ha'yiriyas b'yachad yiyah ben kol daf v'daf. B'kol ha'sefer reichav shtei etzbois, there will be 2 left, because if you leave 1 on either yiriya, so when you sew it together, you're going to be left with 2. And between each line, you should have blank space, like the height of each line. For the space, for the lamed and the kuf, and so forth. Between each chumash in chamisha chumshei Torah, dalet shita and pnuyas, you meant to leave 4 blank lines below ksav with no writing on it at all. V'yaskel ha-chumash b'tchila shita ha-chamishis, and you start the next sefer on the 5th line. V'yaniach b'tchila sa-sefer Torah, you leave at the beginning of the sefer Torah, u'b'sayfai, v'yaniach, again, v'yaniach b'tchila sa-sefer Torah, u'b'sayfai, k'day ligalol al ha-amud, you have to leave enough margin to wrap around the Eitz Chaim, v'oich te Eitz Bois, she'yisharu bein ha'amud v'adaf, and an additional 2 Eitz Bois between the Eitz Chaim and the first column, or the last column. See if cotton aleph in the lishka, l'mata dalet Eitz Bois ba'agudul, kosev b'seifim melech ha'shamayim, v'zeh l'shaynay, v'luchu ura, Shir Hagilian Lamalo Lamata Hanizkar Loime Asirta Tatachtin Ve Elyonim Nindad. The Melech HaShemayim says you don't measure the Gilian from the Sirtut. Ki imi mokam shi yichle gag halamid lamala umisayf oisiyas harukos lamata. You're meant to measure from the top of the lamid on the top line and the bottom of the endachaf on the bottom line. It has nothing to do with the Sirtut. Ufi ani astayti lo nehira, but the Kesis doesn't like it. Haga ba'atzmecha, consider. Lefi dvarav, according to what the Melech HaShemayim is tainin, gam hada amrinam ben shita l'shita kem lo shita nitztarech lefarish kach. So that should also be explained like he wants to say. Ben haktzei ha'achrein min ha'chof ha'pshuta, from the end of the chof pshuta, u'kadayma shebeshita zu, u'bein reish ha'lamed shebeshur shetachtea, tehei revach kereichav shita im chof ha'lamed. Yeah, the Kesa says, according to what the Melech HaShemayim is trying to say, we have ben shita l'shita kem lo shita, just enough room so we could fit in the reish of the lamed and the regal of the kuf and the end of Nun and so forth. So according to what the Melech HaShemayim is saying, you should have a full Meloi Shita between the top of the Lamed and the bottom of the Kuf. And that's for sure wrong. But whenever you need to measure these types of things, you measure from the letter itself, not from the Sirtut, rather from the letter, and not from the top of the Lamed or the Chaf, rather from the letter itself, meaning like the Mems and the Chafs. If you have a look in the Taz over there, you'll see also that it's Mashma, like the Kesis is saying, that you don't measure from the top of the Chaf, or the from the top of the Lamed or the bottom of the Chaf. Dalet Shitin Pnuyes, you leave four blank lines, says the Kesis in the Sifkotin Beis, the Lishka. Loshana Rambam, this is the Loshana of the Rambam. Umeiniach bein kol chumash v'chumash dalet shitin pnuyas b'loi ksiva. You leave four blank lines with no writing. Loi pachas v'lo yoyser. Not less than four, not more than four. Because of b'seif melech shemayim d'tzarachian. Lama dafka b'zeh hadin kasav kain. We said before that all these dinim are not ma'akivs. How come over here suddenly the Rambam is being very careful to say not more and not less? Let him just say to leave four. Because it says over there, Ben Chumash L'Chumash Al Torah Arba Shitin, between each Chumash in the Torah is four lines. V'chein Ben Kol Navi, right, that over there you need three lines. U'masayim Milamata, and you finish on the bottom. U'maschel Milamala, and you start on the top line. So what does that mean? U'pirish Rashi, Nizdamin Lo Siyum HaSefer Milamata, B'Seif HaDaf, if you finish a Sefer at the, words, let's say you finish Yeshua at the bottom of the daf. Maschel Sifrei Ha'acher, so you start Shoftim, B'Rosh HaDaf, you started at the next, at the top of the next column. And then you don't have to leave the three blank lines. Ad kan l'shayne l'hachi kamash malan. So what it's coming to teach us is le'pachos, you shouldn't leave in the Sefer Torah less than four. Ela degam b'chia gavna, even when you finish bereishis at the bottom of a column, tzarech laniach, you still need to leave four blank lines at the beginning of the next column. U'kamash akosav sham b'teisves mishum de'ika nami l'miti. Because one could make a mistake and think that the four blank lines have to be on the same column, dafka, aval k'tzasam b'soiv daf zeh, uk'tzasam etchilas daf hasheni, loy mitztarfi. So that's why he has to say, don't make less than four. And as you would think that if you have two at the bottom, so you don't make another two at the top. So he's saying, no, you make two at the bottom, and you make two at the top, one at the bottom, three at the top. You have to have a minimum of four. Kasher nistapik b'zeh ha'shoel b'tashbitz, z'chelek aleph simen kufayin hey lachi kamash malon v'lo yoyser. And that's why he has to say, not more than four, because once we had a havamina, less than four could go. So the Shoyal and the Tashbitz thought that maybe more than four could go also. So no, just like you shouldn't do less than four, you shouldn't do more than four. V'hainu kidul kamon, sif gimel, which Be'ezer Hashem we will get to shortly.